She surprised herself by suddenly bursting into laughter. Roland had seated himself cross-legged. Now he turned toward her, raising his eyebrows. Something funny?
Very. Tell me something. How many languages can you speak?
The gunslinger thought it over. 5, he said at last. I used to speak the Celian dialects fairly well, but I believe I have forgotten everything but the curses. Susanna laughed again. It was a cheerful, delighted sound.
You are a fox, Roland, she said. Indeed you are.
Jake looked interested.
Say a swear in Streleran, he said.
Celian, Roland corrected. He thought a minute, then said something very fast and greasy. To Eddie, it sounded a little as if he was gargling with some very thick liquid. Weak old coffee, say. Roland grinned as he said it. Jake grinned back.
What does it mean?
Roland put an arm around the boy's shoulders for a moment. That we have a lot of things to talk about. 19. We are Ka-Tet, Roland began, which means a group of people bound together by fate. The philosophers of my land said a Ka-Tet could only be broken by death or treachery. My great teacher Kort said that since death and treachery are also spokes on the wheel of Ka, such a binding can never be broken. As the years pass and I see more, I come more and more to Kort's way of looking at it. Each member of a Ka-Tet is like a piece in a puzzle. Taken by itself, each piece is a mystery, but when they are put together, they make a picture, or part of a picture. It may take a great many Ka-Tets to finish one picture. You mustn't be surprised if you discover your lives have been touching in ways you haven't seen until now. For one thing, each of you three is capable of knowing each other's thoughts.
What?
Eddie cried. It's true. You share your thoughts so naturally that you haven't even been aware it's happening, but it has been. It's easier for me to see, no doubt, because I am not a full member of this Ka-Tet. Possibly because I am not from your world, and so cannot take part completely in the thought-sharing ability. But I can send. Susanna, do you remember when we were in the circle?
Yes. You told me to let the demon go when you told me, but you didn't say that out loud.
Eddie, do you remember when we were in the bear's clearing and the mechanical bat came at you?
Yes, you told me to get down.
He never opened his mouth, Eddie, Susanna said.
Yes, you did. You yelled. I heard you, man.
I yelled, all right, but I did it with my mind. The gunslinger turned to Jake. Do you remember in the house?
When the board I was pulling on wouldn't come up, you told me to pull on the other one. But if you can't read my mind, Roland, how did you know what kind of trouble I was in?
I saw. I heard nothing, but I saw, just a little, as if through a dirty window. His eyes surveyed them. This closeness and sharing of minds is called kef, a word that means many other things in the original tongue of the old world. Water, birth, and life force are only 3 of them. Be aware of it. For now, that's all I want.
Can you be aware of something you don't believe in?
Eddie asked. Roland smiled. Just keep an open mind.
That I can do.
Roland?
It was Jake.
Do you think Oi might be part of our Ka-Tet?
Susanna smiled. Roland didn't. I'm not prepared to even guess right now. But I'll tell you this, Jake. I've been thinking about your furry friend a good deal. Ka does not rule all, and coincidences still happen. But the sudden appearance of a Billy Bumbler that still remembers people doesn't seem completely coincidental to me.
He glanced around at them.
I'll begin. Eddie will speak next, taking up from the place where I leave off. Then Susanna. Jake, you'll speak last. All right?
They nodded.
Fine, Roland said. We are Ka-Tet, one from many. Let the palaver begin.